Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Healer Within. Sister Shivani is with us. Welcome, sister.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. In the last episode, you were talking about mind, intellect, and sanskar. As you rightly said, we should have complete knowledge about ourselves.
Every time we come into an interaction, I hear something, I see something, I touch something, I speak something.
I hear, I see, I touch.
Using my sense organs. Basically, I create a thought, take a decision, and then use my sense organs to come out into action. Every time I come out into action, the experience that I have leaves an impression. Now, experience could be, I saw something, I felt something, leaves an impression. I spoke something, like say, I get angry, it's an experience. It leaves an impression of anger. Then, somebody else said something to me, or some situation came to me, I experienced something, left an impression.
For example, hurt.
Yeah, for example, somebody says a wrong word, which I feel is a wrong word, and I create hurt. I've experienced hurt, leaves an impression. So every experience that I have leaves an impression. Now in 1 hour, how many experiences?
Don't know.
In 1 day, 1 year?
Millions, trillions.
Right. Many years and many births. Now any experience that we have repeatedly, you know, one is just one experience and it's gone. But any experience that I have repeatedly, let's say hurt repeatedly, that becomes a very deep groove then. Anger repeatedly, jealousy repeatedly, criticism repeatedly, happiness repeatedly, peace repeatedly. This will all become deep grooves. And when they become deep grooves, we will say they've become my sanskar. Which means this is now my nature.
Okay, so that is why you keep on saying, I create, I create, I create.
Now it's become my nature. Now when it becomes our nature, anything, it can be positive, it can be negative. Once it becomes our nature, which means it's become a very deep part of me, then we start feeling, I can't change this.
Does it become a deep part of me or I become that, sister?
Sanskars is like a pattern that's getting recorded on me. Now, let's say I have been getting angry very often and anger is my sanskar. Okay, it's my sanskar, which means it's one part of my personality. Now, the next time I again come into interaction, I have two choices. One, either to use my existing sanskar, right? So, I have a sanskar of anger. The thought comes out from that and it comes into interaction. So what have I done? I've used an existing part of me. The other option is, if I'm on a journey of doing things a little differently, then I will create a new kind of thought, bring that into action. Let's say, over a period of time, I've used the way of anger to do things. So over a period of time, and that time could be many births, many years, anger's become my sanskar. It's okay. It's a part of my... Now I'll say this is a part of my personality. We even say this is my nature. Right? Now the next time I'm coming into interaction, I have two choices. Every time we have two choices. Even if however deep the groove is, every next time I come into interaction, I have two choices. One, here is an existing part of me, you know, my sanskar. Use this to come into interaction. And the other is, this time I'm doing it differently. It's like I'm getting some work done. One is I'm using the same way of doing the work. Or sometimes we say, let's do the same thing differently today. So when I'm using the same way of doing it, so I'm not aware. I don't need to pay attention. I don't need to do anything. I'll just use my existing pattern, my existing sanskar.
This is comfortable, no? Easier, because you're used to it and you can get it easily and you can get
basically over it. It's an automatic way of living. You don't need to be
aware.
You don't need to be aware.
Okay.
You don't need to be aware because you have that. Just keep using that.
But consequences.
Consequences I have to see. So I don't need to be aware. I can just keep using it. Now if I feel that I have any particular sanskar which is uncomfortable, which is causing pain to me and to people around me. So suppose I say today I'll do it differently, then it requires a lot of attention. It requires a lot of attention. Initially might seem very difficult.
It's just like learning how to drive a car.
Absolutely.
Initially you've got to be very aware, there's gear. Finally you could talk, eat, do everything while driving.
But in that also, like we saw earlier, even after learning driving, I've learned how to live. I'm aware that this is mind, then I'm taking a decision, coming into action. When I'm driving on the same route, I don't need attention. I'm going from one place to the other on the same route every day. I don't need to be aware. Similarly, when I'm using the same sanskar repeatedly, I don't need to be aware. It'll just come when you said like thoughts are happening. Means it's just coming because it's there. It's like something I have and it's just coming out continuously. It's there in my that iceberg and it's coming out into action. But any sanskar, let's say I have a sanskar of being late. Even as simple as that, I have a sanskar of being late. I think I should be on time. People tell me I should be on time. And yet I'll say, I really try, but I don't know why I get late. Because it's some very, very deep-rooted pattern. And somehow, even if I want to be on time, I always seem to get late. Which means now I'm aware this is a very deep sanskar. It's okay. It's just important to be aware that this is a very deep sanskar and then take it up as a challenge. I am now going to create a new one. This may be there, it may be very, very old, but I can still create a new pattern. And so let this sanskar be there. I can't change it. Today, consciously, even if it means that if I have to reach somewhere at 8 o'clock, I tell myself, no, I have to reach at 7 o'clock. Do whatever with yourself to change the pattern. But it requires attention, awareness, and alertness. And most important, determination. Without determination, I will not be able to do it.
The deep desire, the
want. Deep desire. I want to change my way of living. That means I want to heal myself.
I've seen people in the film industry losing movies. They've been thrown out. They said, sorry, we can't. You come too late. Sorry, we can't work with you. But still, they try, they try. They said, no, tomorrow I'll come. But they can't. And they finally leave a movie. I mean, it's a question of the career.
Unless you're aware, see, and this is why it's very important to know how the process is working inside. Just by creating a thought, no, I should be on time tomorrow, it's not going to happen. Because it's not as simple as that. Because this, what is my coming late, is not at the level of thoughts. And so I cannot work on it at the level of thoughts by just creating one thought. Okay, tomorrow I will come on time. I will not reach on time. I need to first accept that this is my sanskar. What happens is when we are making a mistake repeatedly, one, we can either create guilt about it, which is very dangerous because I deplete a lot of energy. So instead of using that energy in creating a new sanskar, I just deplete energy and go on and on. Look at this. I just don't seem to change. This is my nature. I'm losing so much work. People are upset with me. And I can just go on and on. And the next time, I'm going to do it exactly the same way. I'll do it exactly the same way because I don't have any energy to do it the new way. So never create guilt. Even if I have the worst sanskar, guilt is not the solution.
Depletes your energy.
Depletes your energy, which energy is very valuable. If you're planning to create a new sanskar, you need power, you need energy. So guilt, not the solution for any sanskar. Harshness, self-criticism, self-abuse, even other people criticizing me for that, my sanskar, is not the solution. It will not change. So the best thing is to lovingly accept yourself and accept other people, this is their sanskar. And now, stop thinking about that sanskar and put all your energy and all your attention, how can I create a new sanskar? Don't think of that sanskar which is troubling you. The more you think of it, see what happens, why it's so critical. Because every time I think, I experience. And every time I experience, it deepens the mark. So every time I think, I shouldn't get angry, I shouldn't tell a lie, I shouldn't get hurt, I shouldn't. What am I churning on? I'm churning on hurt, anger, irritation, and when I think, I feel it also. It will create all those emotions, it will bring back past memories, and I am actually in that time deepening that sanskar.
Yeah, we are strengthening the bad habits.
Absolutely.
By keeping on talking or
because
thinking.
Because every time I think it, I feel it, and I experience it, I'm creating one more print on the groove. One more print on the group. And at that time, what am I doing? I myself...
Sister, here we're thinking of in a different way. Here I want to avoid, say if I'm an alcoholic, I'm thinking of it, not that I'm missing it, I still don't want it. It has been so much loss to me. I've lost my health, I lost this. Even then...
See, I don't want to do it will not be the solution. The solution is to tell your mind, what I want to do.
I want to lead a healthy life.
Absolutely.
I want to live a different life.
Absolutely.
Than that.
Yes. Healthy, happy life. Where there's no dependency, no addiction, not only to an external substance, no addiction to even any deep sanskar. I can come out of it. All that I have to do is pay little attention. And when we check these sanskars, sometimes erratic things come out, you know. I may not have acted in a particular way in the last 30, 40 years, and suddenly I will behave in a very different way. And I'll say, but this is not my nature. This is not my sanskar, because we're not aware of our sanskars. When I say this is not my sanskar, I only am seeing myself.
The tip of the iceberg.
Tip of the iceberg, which I can see myself only in this costume. When we understand I am a soul, and we feel that, and we experience that, and we understand a soul means no death, permanent, eternal, and death just means leaving one costume, taking another costume. When I leave one costume, everything that was perishable will be left behind. Everything that was temporary will be left behind. Only one thing will go with me.
Even your sanskars?
Only your sanskars.
Can't we just burn this body along with the sanskar and have a fresh one?
See, we have to look at it. And that's why it becomes so important to take care of your sanskars. It's creating an impression on the soul. Impressions which are not going to get deleted. Like we saw earlier, you cannot remove any sanskar. All that you can do is stop using it and create another one. This will become... go in the background and another one will come on the foreground. But there's no way of removing it, deleting it, erasing it. No. Yes, you can create a very strong new one. And because we are people of habit, once I create a new one, like once I create anger, I will repeatedly use anger. Similarly, once I create a way of stable way of working, that I don't react, I will calmly respond, then my frequency of getting angry will drop very drastically. Even though I will have now both the sanskars, I have the sanskar of anger, it's there with me, and over a period of the next 6 months, I have cautiously created a sanskar of doing all my work peacefully and with stability. Now, this becomes my more dominant sanskar, but this sanskar of anger is still here.
Dormant.
Yeah. Now, because I'm using this more often, this will come on top. And so, again out of habit, now again I don't need to be aware every time. I'm not going to live a life of pressure, of always attention, always awareness. Once I've created a sanskar which is nice and comfortable and healthy for me, I don't need to be aware. See, like you said, giving up alcohol. Till when is that pressure? Till when is that attention? Only till it's out of my system. Once it's out of my system and I've created a different way of living, then I don't have to tell myself every day, I have to be healthy, I have to be healthy, I have to take care. No, now it's my nature. After some time, even if someone comes and gives it to you,
I don't drink.
Because now I've created a new sanskar and I will live out of habit of that new sanskar. So once I create a sanskar of getting work done peacefully, then I don't need to take attention. Then automatically it will happen. Even if someone tells me, please shout a little bit, then things will happen. I say, no, it will happen like this. Yes, again, once in a while, that one might pop up. But frequency is going to go on.
Much less it goes
on. And the more you go on using it, the frequency of this will reduce. So this is something that I need to be aware. Which sanskar is comfortable, which is not.
Sister, I have observed one thing. Once you are happy that your old sanskar is, the frequency is going down and the new one is dominating, you feel very nice about it.
Absolutely.
And this nice feeling wants me to further.
Perfect.
Do the new, have the new sanskar.
Simple. It's like, again, physical healing. Suppose I have a particular disease. I've not been taking care of it and I've been living with that disease for a very long time. Then someone comes and tells me, do 1, 2, 3 things and this disease will get healed. Now initially that one thing, eat this, take a walk like this every day, drink water, do this. Like so much attention to keep, eat this also, drink water 8 times. Who'll take care of so much? But I have to, because I don't have any other solution. The disease is getting chronic. So I'm working towards healing. So there will be that little part in between which will seem very difficult.
The learning period.
The learning. And I will tend to fall back into my old way. Okay, let it be. Today I'll not go for a walk. Let it be. This is laziness. That's why determination is the very important factor. Once I start doing this for a few days, I will start seeing the benefit of it. Once I start seeing the benefit of it, then I don't need anybody to say anything to me.
You feel nicer with the new sanskar. You feel confident. You feel that you're no more in control of the other one, you know.
It's a very simple thing. When we were using any negative sanskar, it depletes energy. And when we're using a positive sanskar, it energizes me.
Yeah.
Both the things are happening. So this is discharging the battery. That is charging the battery. So obviously when I'm using a more comfortable sanskar, I'm not only not depleting energy, I'm energizing myself. I'm going to find that by the end of the day, I'm still very energetic emotionally. I don't have a headache. I'm not having any guilt. I don't have any resentment. Why did I behave like this? What did I do? You know, when we use negative sanskars, the negative is only not while we're doing it. The negative is also much later on. Why did I do it? I should not have done this. Now they are angry with me. Now work hard on convincing them, apologizing to them. How much energy? How much energy is getting used? So obviously I feel depleted. And when I start using a new sanskar, and especially because I've been a slave to an old sanskar for a very long time, and then suddenly I'm able to do it a new way, this is victory. And I suddenly realize I'm not a slave.
Victorious. I love the word victory.
Yes,
you know, you feel victorious.
Victory. Anyone who can become a master over their own self, this is called Raj Yoga. Raj Yoga means ruler over your own self. Raja, the king, self-sovereign, self-ruler, self-mastery, self-realization, self-control, words.
You're master of yourself.
Yes, these are words that we've heard.
You're the king of yourself, Raja, Raj.
And these
so this is your kingdom.
Yeah, Swarajya. Swarajya means Swaparajya, ruling over yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When will that happen? When I'm able to master any sanskar which is causing me pain.
I like the meaning of Raj Yoga.
Once I become the ruler of my sanskars, my mind, and then my sense organs. So everything, the car, is now coming into control. because the driver is now aware of the driving skills. Now when we see our sanskars, we have to understand that there are layers and layers of them. And the more we understand our own sanskars, it becomes very easy to understand other people. You know, today the most common problem we seem to have in relationships, misunderstanding. I just can't understand them. I just can't understand how they can behave like this. Yes, I cannot understand because I do not understand what are sanskars.
I fail to understand why so many times my driver or my secretary or my office people do certain things in spite of telling them so many times.
Yeah. So now if you understand that they're not just drivers, secretary, staff whom you will tell once and it will happen. If you notice while dealing with people or while dealing with yourself, there will be some things which you tell once, twice, three times and it will happen. They'll be able to do it. And there will be some things you can tell many, many, many times and it will not happen. There are some sanskars which are very fresh, recent sanskars. And so if you tell them to use a new way of doing it, they'll be able to do it. But there are some sanskars which are very, very deep. And deep means used many times. And any sanskar which has been used many times, it requires a lot of effort and attention to create a counter sanskar. But then what do we need to do? We need to have empathy and compassion that yes, this person is trying, but it's a deep-rooted sanskar. It will require some more effort. How do I help them to change? By being compassionate and understanding. If I criticize them, I'm giving them negative energy, and that negative energy depletes their energy. And then even if they want to change, they will not be able to change.
But my question is, how many people, first of all, you have to do it with yourself, then your staff, then your family, then your friends. For so many people, we have to be compassionate.
So the simple method is, create a sanskar of compassion. It will work with everybody.
I wish it was in the market available. I just
That's
go
right,
and buy some compassion.
See, when we understand ourselves, and then when we see that when I'm trying to change a sanskar, it's not happening very easily, then compassion will automatically be there. And I understand that it's not very easy for them also. You know, sometimes they say, how can they behave like this? Well, they will behave like this, different from me, because my set of sanskars and their set of sanskars is going to be completely different.
Yeah, I just realized while talking to you that if it is so difficult for me to change my own sanskars and people have been tolerating me from so many years with all this, so why can't I do and give the other people a chance? And that too, they don't even know have the knowledge.
They don't have the knowledge. Beautiful.
And not only have the knowledge, they don't even know that they have to change.
So the best thing that we can do for someone is share the knowledge. It's like a simple thing. I have a computer and you're telling me type this, deliver this, send this email, and I'm not being able to do anything correctly because I don't know how to use the computer. So if you just keep shouting at me and say you're useless, you're just no good, how many times I've told you, finish that work, you're not doing it, how will it happen? Why not just spend 15 minutes to teach me how to use the computer? Then give me the instruction, what to do and what not to do. So instead of criticizing and just getting angry with people because they're not doing things the right way according to me, let's spend some time on sharing the knowledge with them. Sharing with them to get to know themselves. And then continuously giving them that empathy and love and compassionate way and helping them to change their sanskar. As I help people to change their sanskar, the first person who's changing the sanskar will be me. This is acceptance.
Yeah, sister, it's very easy to accept, like for example, while we're shooting here, the sound recorders and the cameraman not happy with the sound outside, the dogs are barking, and then the train passed, and the honks, and the noise of the exhaust fan, the air conditioner. We had to stop so many times, and nothing happened to me at all. But the same way, if a waiter in this hotel would have come with my cup of tea, I would have shouted at him, don't you see that we are shooting here? You've spoiled my shoot.
Right. Why? Now, here is very simple. external, all these factors, the train, the dog, the exhaust fan, the breeze, things not in my control. I accept. This is not in my control. Once here, I have told myself, this is not in my control, then I don't get irritated about it.
But somebody just barging and coming and want to see your shooting, maybe somebody wants to bring, ask you for breakfast, that's out of control also, no? That's not in my control.
Yeah, I need to tell myself that. That also is not in my control. But I'm always trying to control other people. I feel people should do things according to me. And so I always shout at them so that they will do things according to me. If I can just tell myself, these people are also not in my control. They're not even in their own control.
Yeah, that's what I was about. They're not even in their control. They don't know. They think they're doing their duty.
Not only that, we're not able to master our own sanskars. They're not even in their own control. I'm not even in my own control. It's like two people who are not in their own control are trying to control each other. What will be the result?
I like the realization that when about the barking dogs and all that, it's so easy to accept a dog and not a human being, you know. It's not nice.
Yeah, because we think we'll be able to control the person. If a dog is barking, I know I can't tell that stray dog, stop, keep quiet, and it's not going to listen to me. But if my dog at home is barking, I think I can do that. And so I will do that. And similarly, if there's another person in my house who's talking loudly, I tell them to keep quiet. And I want them to listen to me. Without understanding, they're coming out of an automated sanskar right now. And any amount of my criticism...
Then my mind will say, what about discipline? Can't I tell my staff to keep quiet while I'm working?
What about self-discipline? If discipline is the word, then it needs to begin from me. And if I cannot discipline myself, it's not that let anybody do anything. Here we're not saying let people do what they want and don't say anything. The way of doing it has to be a healthy way. I have to correct them. I have to discipline. I have to instruct. But not at the cost of creating pain here. Because I'm going to do it every day. And very soon, see, you have one person driving your car today. 2 years down the line, you'll have another person. After some time, you have another person. Different people coming to you with different kinds of sanskars.
And how long?
Yeah. No, but so
how
many...
How long will I go on creating
Absolutely.
Pain and anger?
And in the process, what will happen?
I'll lose my health.
You create your own sanskar of anger.
Oh.
This is what is happening.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
I am creating and I am putting cement.
Yes. In the process of trying to change other people... I have gone and created a negative sanskar.
I am strengthening my own negative sanskar by doing this.
Absolutely. Let's say somebody is dishonest. Chalo, I have a staff member who is dishonest or is not punctual or is not sincere. And every day I am criticizing them. Every day I am shouting at them. Every day I am getting angry. Their sanskar still doesn't seem to change.
So my sanskar of criticizing, shouting, getting angry, getting irritated, getting fed up.
Is getting created. This sanskar is getting created.
And all these sanskars of
now become my pattern. Look at the risk factor that is happening. With one staff, just with one person, because of his sanskar, I created this sanskar. But once it becomes my nature, now this sanskar will come into action with everybody else also.
At home.
With everyone, because now this has become my sanskar. So, let's not get disturbed because of other people's sanskars and spoil your pattern here. So, discipline, yes. Taking care, yes. Getting work done, yes. But first, taking care here. First, take care of my sanskars. Let not me create something painful here. Then take care of everything else outside. Otherwise, in the process of correcting and disciplining people, I've gone completely out of control. And who's going to listen to a person who's gone out of control themselves? They just fear you, but it's not coming from inside. They're not going to change. Love is the motivator, not anger.
That's a wonderful subject to talk in the next episode, the difference between fear and love. We'll continue the next episode. Thank you so much, sister.
Om Shanti.
Thank you so much. Om Shanti. Om.